Hey everyone, welcome back to Simplified Spaces, the podcast where we talk all about making room in our homes and our minds for what truly matters. Today's episode is something every parent can relate to: decluttering with kids without creating more work. Yes, it's possible. And no, it doesn't have to mean tears, tantrums, or you doing all the heavy lifting while your child plays with the toy you just tried to sneak out. I've been there, trust me. In fact, I want to start by telling you a little story about my own five-year-old. Just last week, I walked into my son's room and oh boy, books stacked like towers, crayons under the bed, puzzle pieces in the laundry basket. My first instinct was to grab a trash bag and do a little late-night cleanup when he was asleep. But then I paused. I realized that if I keep doing it all by myself, he'll never learn the value of tidying his own space. So instead, I turned it into a game. Can you find five toys that you haven't played with in a month? He got so into it, he made up a toy detective song, started putting his mystery toys into a donation box, and was genuinely excited about passing them on to kids who might enjoy them. That small shift from cleanup to choice made all the difference. So how can we replicate this magic in your home? First, involve your kids by giving them a decision power. Instead of saying, "We need to get rid of this," ask, "Which of these toys do you love the most?" Children feel respected when they're included, and they're much more likely to cooperate when they don't feel forced. Second, make it visual. Use clear bins, label with pictures, or color-coded drawers. For younger kids especially, visual cues make organizing feel less like a chore and more like play. And hey, if you can add a timer, turn it into a race. That's instant engagement. Another trick that's worked wonders for me is rotating toys. Keep only a small selection of toys accessible and store the rest out of sight. Every few weeks, swap them out. This not only keeps your space less cluttered, but also makes old toys feel new again. And most importantly, model the behavior. Let your kids see you sorting through your own things, letting go of what you don't use or need. It teaches them that decluttering isn't a punishment. It's part of caring for your own space. And before we wrap up, remember, this is about progress, not perfection. There will be days your child refuses to part with a single broken crayon, and that's okay. What matters is building the habit little by little. You're not just decluttering a room, you're helping your child build lifelong skills of responsibility, gratitude, and organization. I hope today's episode gave you fresh ideas and maybe a little inspiration to try something new. If it did, don't forget to follow Simplified Spaces on Spotify and share this episode with a fellow parent. Until next time, keep it simple and stay kind. Thank you.